Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast. This is Pastor Derry Moten. We have an anointed message today from Pastor Edward Anderson preaching on I Have Been Given the Kingdom of God. So we want you to take a listen, and there is a little audio glitch in this recording, but the substance is so powerful, we want you to hear it anyway. So please take a listen to Pastor Edward Anderson with I Have Been Given the Kingdom.
So I will pray he guides me and he teach and instruct us on how to be, Father God, better examples of the kingdom for those around us. So I take myself out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to have the preeminence to govern everything that happens today. And Father, let it be done to glorify your wonderful and matchless name. We ask it and declare and decree it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, there are some precious commodities in my life, and one of them is time. And I haven't had a lot of time lately. But when Sister Tammy asked me to speak, she told me a while ago. And I had the message all outlined. But sometime God will make you do a U-turn. I heard something Sunday from Pastor Derry, and God froze me and say, change your message. You say, why would he do that? Well, in Amos, it says that how can two walk together unless they agree? So I want to be in complete agreement and harmony with this ministry is all about. You ever follow somebody on the road, they lead you somewhere, and they just going. And sometimes they forget that you behind them. They just going and going, right? Yeah. And they'll make a turn and don't tell you about it. No signal, nothing. Amen. But God said, I want you to be able to make a legal U-turn. And I use that word legal because some folks make illegal turns. I don't see them, but, oh, I do see them now. Illegal turns. Hello, hi. To get to their destination. That's an inside joke for all on the outreach team. We got some people just go, and they forget all about everybody else, and they just make their legal turn. I made a legal turn to catch up with Pastor Derry. He's been teaching some great sermons, and his message has been, I have been given. His first topic talked about, I've been given life transformed. First step. Your life has to be transformed to operate in the kingdom. And how's that life transformed? Pastor Derry said, first you get revelation. Right? Revelation to see things like no other people can see them. See in the heart of the matter. Then he said, part of that too, you get some keys. Remember you got the keys for his house? You get keys. Well, this pair of keys right here go to my car. And unfortunately, I didn't know the true power of these keys. My car was down for 2 months, so I thought. And I was getting advice from everybody, except for the manufacturer. No, you would take shortcuts and get it done the cheap way. So you ask people around, hey, how you? Oh, I had the same problem. This is what I did. And you get advice. And they say, well, take this mechanic. And take that mechanic. And those mom and pop shops around the neighborhood. But for this car, you can't do that. Because when you put it in, there's a sensor there. And it connects. And I found out because of my ignorance, I had the key. The battery was fine. It would go into the ignition, Brother Lou. But when I turned it, it wouldn't do anything for me. And then I found out, too, because I went to the manufacturer, that you got a manual mode and you got another kind of mode. I could take the key out right here. And I went to the manual mode and turned it on. But because of my ignorance, not going to the manufacturer, I couldn't go anywhere. I was stuck in my house. I had to borrow the car, I was on the bus, I'm taking the AC transit sometimes because, oh, I took unclear, yeah, I got my little, all because I didn't go to the manufacturer. He said keys. He had a key to get into the house. You ever lose a key? You lose a key, you go into that panic mode. But God said, I'm going to give you the keys. Life transformed. He talks about a choice you can make. You can choose. You choose your wife. You chose your wife, didn't you? Choice you can make. God didn't force it. Made a choice. You have the power to choose. He gave a deep thing. This is tweetable. He said, when your eyes are open to something, you can't go back to not seeing it. That's tweetable. That's from Pastor. I would take credit for it, but I can't. Y'all heard it first from him. That's tweetable. When your eyes get open to something, you can't go back. Even when you try to go back, things are not right anymore. Then his third part of his message that he talked about, he's talking about we were given the word. The word. The word is the instruction manual for every believer. And if you don't use the instruction manual, you'll be like me. So you're going to be stuck at home, can't drive anywhere. If you want to get ahead of me, go to Matthew 6:33. But I want you guys to know that we've been given something else as well. My title simply says that I have been given the kingdom. The kingdom. I have been given the kingdom. But in the kingdom, there are certain things that we can do and cannot do. I got the title from Matthew 25, verse 14, where it says, for the kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. We're in a kingdom, saints. But we must know how to operate the kingdom. Want me to change mics? I've been given the kingdom. Amen. Nothing can stop us, right? Amen. So you may hear me say the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. It may sound like two different kingdoms. But don't get confused. They're the same thing. Let me give you proof text. In Matthew 19:23, then said Jesus unto the disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, same kingdom. Amen. Now you guys should be there by now. I said, go to Matthew 6:33. Amen. Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, but seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is simply the rule of eternal and sovereign God over the universe, over every part of the world. That's the kingdom of God. He told us to seek the kingdom of God. That's over every domain, every principality, and every power. The kingdom of God, it rules there. Now in America, in the Western world, we're not used to the term king or kingdom. We're used to this term called democracy. Now, in a democratic society, democracy simply means rule by the people. That's the worst kind of rule ever, because the people don't get it right. And we, since I've been born, we have 45th president now? 45? Not one has gotten it right. Kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. God's kingdom is a perfect kingdom. Well, you got to know that God rules in that kingdom. God reigns in that kingdom. And your vote don't count. We think we can go vote God out. It don't work that way in the kingdom. I know you're trying to get rid of our current president. We're trying to get rid of him. I know y'all, they are. What's that term they use? Impeachment? You can't impeach God. His throne is everlasting.
Before you came, he was there. And before I came, he was there. He's not giving up his occupation will always be the same. He's sovereign over the affairs of man. If you don't believe me, go to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. We're going to turn our Bible a little bit. I want the word to saturate your soul. Psalms 103. When you get there, say amen. Well, you guys are fast. I like that. It said, the Lord hath prepared his what? His throne in the heavens. And his kingdom ruleth over all. Only God's kingdom will rule over all things. His kingdom ruleth over all. Daniel chapter 4. I'm going to go to the word. I want you to meditate on these scriptures. Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, verse 3. You know, in this era, men are becoming more arrogant and proud than I've ever seen in my life. And especially in the political arena. I hope the church never gets that way. I hope the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, don't think that they're in charge. Because they're not. God's in charge. And God will let you know he's in charge. In Daniel chapter 4, there was a king there called Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was a proud, arrogant man who thought he ruled Babylon. Until God came along and showed him, you don't rule. Daniel chapter 4, verse 3 simply says, how great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from what? Generation to generation. So when I leave, he's going to rule the next generation. And when that one goes, he's going to rule that generation. Because his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His kingdom is both a spiritual kingdom, but it's also an earthly kingdom. It's having dual citizenship. You know what that is? That means that I can go from one country to the next. I have passage to go back and forth. Back and forth. I have a little token here. It's called passport. In the passport, it says, the Secretary of State of the United States of America hereby requests all whom it may concern to permit this citizen, national of the United States, name herein, pass without delay or hindrance. And in case the need give, all lawful and aid and protection. I got a passport. I can pass from the United States to my favorite place, Dubai, if I had to. Because God, I got a passport. And when you're in the kingdom, I pray you understand that God has given you passage from two worlds. He's given you passage from two worlds. The spirit world and the physical world. But in this spiritual world, he wants to get on the inside and do some work. Reconstruction surgery. Because Jeremiah said, this place on the inside of his heart, deceitfully wicked above all things. Who knows the heart? Who searched the reins? Only God. Seek first the kingdom, and then you begin to understand God's plan, purpose, and destiny for your life. Go to Matthew 13, chapter 1. Chapter 13, verse 1. I always say that Christians, when they read the word or hear the word, 25% retain the word. 75% may hear it, but somehow it just gets stolen from them somehow. 25%. I want you to be in that number today. Be in the 25%. Matthew 13 says, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that they went into the ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow seed. And when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Second time, some fell on stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up, and it choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Then he said, who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. And his disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And then he answered and said, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You mean there's mysteries in the kingdom? Yes, there's mysteries in the kingdom that God will only unfold to those who are in the kingdom. Only in the kingdom could you know about the mysteries of God. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. Let me show you. There's some mysteries that God will only unfold for those in the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says, verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. Verse 7, go back up. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a what? A mystery. It's a mystery on how God saved us. Because we thought God was going to do it another way. That's why the religious leaders thought they can work their way into the kingdom. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then it says his what? Righteousness. See, we try to do it our own way. Think we're going to appease God by our good works, our humanitarian service. No, there's only one way into the kingdom. You ever go down a one-way street? What happens when you go down a one-way street? I just went down a one-way street. You go down a one-way street. First thing you're going to do, hopefully you stop and you turn around and get back on the right street. Or you can be like my sister, just keep on going. Just keep on going. Inside joke. You know, it's funny, I'm laughing because my daughter is taking her test for the DMV. I have a license, right? But I couldn't answer not one of those questions. Thank God I get an automatic renewal every year. Woo, because I will be in a heap of trouble. Amen. Because if they come into church, I think I broke every speed law there was. Thank God to get caught, Lou. Grace, and we're saved by grace. The mercy of God is new every day. Every day. Every day you wake up, that's new mercy and grace. That is God's unmerited favor to you and to me. But he said, I want you to seek the kingdom. How do you seek the kingdom? Well, if there's a kingdom, there got to be a king. If there's a king, there got to be a throne. And you just can't come. See, in the Western world, we don't think about kings and all that kind of stuff. But in the kingdom, you can't just come into the king's presence. There's a beautiful woman named Esther. She got called into the palace, but she couldn't go before the king. It took her 12 months of studying and learning the customs of the time. And they wanted to just rush her to get her into the king's presence. And I said, I can't just go in there now. I know what happens if I go into the presence of the king while I'm requesting me. So she was trained how to go in the presence of the king. And that's what God's trying to do to us, saints. See, you can't just go in God's presence the way you used to be. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So you think because you sing a couple of songs or preach a couple of messages, you can get into his kingdom. It don't work that way. You got to acknowledge the one who got you into the presence of the King of Kings. Once you begin to acknowledge him, then you're able to go into his presence and stand there. Can I get a witness? Brother Carl, come stand right here. Brother Lou, can you come stand right here? I'm going to show you, demonstrate what God means by getting to his presence. Stay right there, please. Carl's going to be God. Turn that way, please. This way, this way, this way. He's going to be God. Brother right here, don't know God. Feel bad for him. Psalms 34:15 says that my eyes are over the righteous and my ears are to the attendance of their prayer. But this brother right here want to talk to God. Go ahead, talk to God. Go ahead, go ahead, go talk to God. Go ahead.
God, can I talk to you? God, can I talk to you? Lord, can you hear me, please?
He called him Lord and God.
God, can you hear me, please?
Excuse me. From what I've learned, there's a blood sacrifice.
Right.
You have no access to the Father. But I can go on your behalf, though. I'm going in Jesus' name. Hey, Father. Oh, yeah, how you doing? I want to tell you something. I met a brother. He wanted to talk to you, but he didn't have the blood. But I'm going to go back to get him in the kingdom. I'll be right back. Now, in order for you to get to the Father, you got to go through the Son, see? See, the Son sacrificed his life for you. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, tell you what. Confess that right now, because the Father's listening. Just say, Father.
Father.
I accept your Son.
I accept your Son.
First of all, I say, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
I need grace.
And I need grace.
So I accept your grace.
And I accept your grace.
Do you accept me?
Do you accept me?
You have access to the Father. See, it wasn't based upon anything that he could do. Not based upon his righteousness, but the righteousness of God. Thank you very much. You can't just come into God's presence any way, time you want to if you don't know him. You know one thing I learned as my Christian walk? I never tell sinners to go pray to God. I tell them I pray for you. Why? They have no covenant. They have never made Jesus Christ Lord. Keep in mind, you come to the Father in his name. But if you have not made him Lord, you have no access to the Father. God turned his back on him because why? God can't look at sin. He never got clean over here and tried to go before God's presence. But once he applied the blood of Jesus Christ, he could come into the Father's presence and have full access to the Father. And now he's in the kingdom. It's just that quick to get into the kingdom. But now how do you operate in the kingdom? It's really one word. There's many gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, working in miracles, faith. But one word really operates everything in the kingdom. And that's love. It's love. I don't care how high you can sing. I don't care how well you can play. If you don't have love, it does you no good. The kingdom operates totally on love. Not the world kind of love, though. It's fickle. It's based upon human emotions. You love me, I love you back. That's not God's kind of love. God's kind of love was that I didn't love him, but he loved me anyway. It's that while I was yet in sin, he died for me. Now that's love. That's infinite love. Not based upon humans' love. That's how the kingdom operates. The kingdom has a mandate that everyone in the kingdom operate like the king. And the king will not let you bypass his ordinances and rules and regulations. He's very kind and he's very patient, but you're going to operate like the king operated. I always say, you can pay me now, pay me later, but you're going to pay him. You know, I fought going to Haiti tooth and nail for years. I'm not going to Haiti. I pray for the Haitians, but I am not going to Haiti. Haiti's hot. I thought about heat. The heat be leaning on you in Haiti. It's so hot. Like the sun just stopped over Haiti and just paused night and day. Can I get a witness? Yeah. We walked the hills in Haiti. I think, oh, they was hot, wasn't it? We were sweating. Matter of fact, the hill was so high, they got there, and they were coming back down. We were going up. Oh, I'm not going to Haiti, Lord. You can forget that Haiti stuff. But God has a way of changing the human heart to get you in his perfect will. You can pay me now, pay me later, but you're going to pay him. I don't want to sing in the choir, Lord. I don't. Pay me now, pay me later. You're going to pay him. You think God gave you gifts, talents, and abilities for yourself? No, he gave them to you to utilize in the kingdom. The kingdom. The kingdom rules over every facet of life. And it always will. But we, as citizens of the kingdom, must operate under the mandates that God has given us. Mandate one was love. Mandate two is sacrifice. Nobody liked to sacrifice. No, it's not natural to sacrifice, but Jesus sacrificed. You know, I can really appreciate my pastor, Tammy. When they first got the church started, I was in Oakland. I was cool in Oakland, too. It was easy to be in Oakland. I was going to church right down the road. I can get up, take a shower, put on my clothes, and boop, I'm right there. 5 minutes away, y'all. It was convenient. But I wonder how convenient was Calvary. It had to be some pain in Calvary. Because the Bible says he sacrificed himself for us. So I thank God for my pastor. See, what she got today, she should get more than that because she has a kind and gentle way of getting you back in the will of God. You know what? It looked like I was doing everything fine. But she knew. She called me up. What you doing? I'm like, man, she got me. But what that was, it was God in his infinite wisdom operating through his vessel to get me here. And then what he did was he took those two and got you guys here too. God is sovereign. God is sovereign and his kingdom, it rules. But in order for his kingdom to rule, we got to go outside these walls and bring the kingdom. All Jesus did was bring the kingdom to everybody he encountered. If you got a job, bring the kingdom. Your family, bring the kingdom. You have friends, bring the kingdom. Now, the kingdom is not this, Jesus said. It's not meat and drink. See, don't tell them what they got to do to get into the kingdom, human effort. Tell them about what he done to get them into the kingdom. That's why most folks don't want to run to the kingdom. We tell them how to dress. what they can and cannot wear, how they got to look. That ain't the kingdom. I know that's bad English, but that's Ebonics speaking. That ain't the kingdom. The kingdom is the love of God. You know, I appreciate my sister Carolyn. I joke it all the time. But that woman has a love for those who, some don't think, loveless. She goes out, hugs people, embraces them who may never taken a bath probably in months. Loves on them to death. That's love. Jesus loved us to death. Yeah, I missed that one. I know it. Jesus loved us to death. So God wants us to love them to death. No matter what they may smell like or what they may seem like, God wants you to put love on them. And that was my biggest fight in Haiti. Them people, I tell you, it was tough. Because they didn't smell like me. But you know what? God say, you didn't smell good to me either, son. See, sin has a stench to it. You got to keep in mind that the sacrifice he made for us, we got to make for others. And once we do that, the kingdom is expanded. See, God didn't just come to save you, you, and you. It says he came to save the whole world. That's his plan. That's his purpose for all to come into this kingdom. But we have to be the mouthpiece and share the kingdom. Go to Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Luke 12, verse 32. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not ours, but his. Amen. It says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to do what? To give you the kingdom. He wants to give you the kingdom. Well, he said, I gave some keys for the kingdom. Those keys to unlock whatever heaven has to give for you to get things done in the earth realm. But then he said, I want to give you the kingdom because you know what? He wants you to bring the kingdom to those who don't know about the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now, the religious leaders didn't understand that principle. They kept coming in their own righteousness. They came in their own merits. And God rejected them because of that. But God says, no, come this way. Come through my son, Jesus Christ. And then you can enter the kingdom. His righteousness is the way of the kingdom. Big thing in America this day is citizenship. Citizenship. I didn't bring this point up trying to make a case either this way or that way. But there's benefits to being an American citizen. There are benefits. I bet y'all didn't know when you're in Haiti, there was no medical care. Didn't know that, did you? You went there on faith. So there are some benefits of being an American citizen. Citizens has great power and has privileges. So there's privileges in the kingdom as well, too. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I hate when someone says that they're going to build a wall. They're going to build a wall, and they're going to stop folks from going over the wall back over here. I got something for that. There was a wall in the holy place. And God stood on top of that wall and he tore it down. And when he tore the wall down, I got access into the kingdom. So we all by nature immigrants. Oh, yes, we are. We immigrated to the kingdom, Lou. He said he took me out of the kingdom of darkness and transferred me into the kingdom of his dear son. There's benefits to the kingdom. We got to enjoy the kingdom's benefits, though. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Do you have the joy of the Lord? That's your strength, really. His joy brings you strength. See, God stamps some stuff on you. When I went through these different countries, they stamped my passport of approval. They have a new thing now called global entry. But that means that your background got checked out a little thorough. And you can bypass that stamp and just go right up to the little kiosk and go right through. They trust you now. Does God trust you? With access to all the privileges of the kingdom? You know, there's a scripture that says that God gave Jesus the spirit without measure. Jesus walked around, healed the sick, prophecy, everything. Why did God give him the spirit without measure? I said, Lord, that don't, you know why? Because God can walk up to somebody who didn't love him and still heal them. But he gave us a measure of faith. He's trying to get us to be that faithful servant so he can give you more faith to operate in his gifts from the kingdom. The kingdom needs to be established here, saints. Not just in Vallejo, not just in Solano, but the kingdom to be established in the whole United States. But does God have any royal subjects to go out there and establish his kingdom? That is the question. Who will go for me, Lord? Can you say, here I am, send me? Can you represent him well when he sends you? Can you be the true ambassador for heaven in the earth? Or you go out there and not know how to represent the King of Glory. People are not rejecting Christ. Unfortunately, they're rejecting his church. Because we're not representing the kingdom the way God wants us to. Number one principle in the kingdom, walk in love. Walk in love. I told my class this morning, I had a problem with this young lady at church. She was mean than a gizzard. And I mean, every time I would come around this person, I would just sweat and turn red. So I had to walk away. But God says, hey, you got to go higher. You got to go from glory to glory. You can't just stay a babe in Christ, eating Gerber's all your life. You know, need some real food, some meat and potatoes, right? So I saw her again. Same thing happened. Sweating and turned red. I walked away. Couldn't take it. And you know when you're wrong because it's something on the inside just saying, get it right. Get it right. So I had my third shot. I went up to her against my own will and gave her a hug. Because you know why? Love should rule the kingdom. Not your human emotions. Sometimes you don't feel like doing certain things. I just wonder. Wonder if Christ didn't feel like going to Calvary. What if he went halfway to Calvary and said, I don't feel like the finished product? He went halfway and came off the cross. Where would we be at? Now keep in mind, he could have came down if he wanted to, but for our sake, he remained there. So can we go the distance, saints? Can we do what God ordained for us, his body, to do? To be loving, to be kind, to be gentle, to represent the King well. When you do that, we'll expand his kingdom. People will run through this place trying to get to the King. You know why? They saw some of his royal subjects operating like the King. And don't get spooky about the kingdom. Keep in mind this. The kingdom, like I said, is dualistic. Because when it's all said and done, it's going to be a new heaven and earth. We're just practicing now until that new heaven and earth comes. But you got to know how to operate on that new system right now. God wants you to help expand his kingdom. Are you willing to help expand God's kingdom?
Amen.
Are you really ready to expand God's kingdom? To demonstrate his presence to the lost world around you? To your family? Question for you. When's the last time you shared Christ with your family? Question for you. When's the last time you shared Christ with your associates? Question for you. When's the last time you shared Christ with your acquaintance or your friends? Because keep in mind, if there's a king, there got to be a throne and there's got to be a judgment. Heaven's a settled issue for us. We're going to heaven. But the question is, what are you going to do in the kingdom when it's established in earth? Because guess what? The books will be open. And God is just. He got a recording angel writing down everything we've done since we entered the kingdom. How many souls will you see in the kingdom that you won? Or just me and us four and no more? You ought to hunger to get people into the kingdom. It's like on your job, you know about a secret benefit and don't tell nobody else about it. You keep it to yourself. You got to share the love of Christ with all you may encounter. Can we do that, saints? Can we share the kingdom? But most of all, share the King in the kingdom. Can you close your eyes?
That was Pastor Edward Anderson with I Have Been Given the Kingdom. This is a really powerful message. If you want to listen to this message again, please feel free to make sure you're subscribed to our podcast. If you want more information about an Abundant Life Worship Center, feel free to check out our website at www.alwc.us. Once again, that's alwc.us. God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you next time.